Boom. You know what time it is. It's Film Drunk broadcast time. Thank you for joining us wherever you are in the world, in space, on other planets. We really appreciate it. My name is Ben. We got a great crew this week. We have super blogger Vince.
Hi.
We have irregular regular Matt Lee.
What's up?
We are missing Brennan, who's supposedly on the Muni.
He on the bus.
He on the bus, though. Yeah. If he doesn't get stabbed, he'll make it over here.
Someday.
50-50.
And that is the sultry voice of William, comic William Head.
Hey. How?
Yeah. That's
how?
Deep,
yeah.
Deep baritone voice.
It's nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Are you? Do you all frequent the same comedy circuit? Is that?
We've known each other for years, man. We've known each other since, like, 2011.
It's been a minute.
Comedians are not like incestuous at all. They don't really hang out at the same places. They seem to be completely separate.
Oh,
all the
yeah,
time.
No. Yeah, that's right. No. It's not like they see each other like every day of the week. See each other more than we see our friends, actually.
You don't even like each other. That's the best part.
That really is the best part.
Well, we've become friends, though.
That's the thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
You become friends with some. And then others, you just see all the time.
You would walk across the street if you saw them to avoid having to talk to them again.
Yeah, or if your parents were like hanging out with you, you would just look down as you pass them on the street.
Is that why you carry a variety of different masks in your bag?
Yeah.
So when you see...
I got the Guy Fawkes mask.
Well, that's for a whole other reason.
That's a whole other thing, but that's... The point is...
Multi-purpose.
Yeah, I wear a lot of masks. Yeah.
Vince and I each saw Captain America 2, Winter's Soldier. There's some new HBO shows. Someone just came back.
Mm-hmm.
True Detective.
True Detective 2, it already started.
Can we talk about it?
All right. We got some good emails, and William has lots of stories about editing porn, gay porn specifically, right?
Man, I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I edit the prawn.
And I did want to say... Before we start, you know how we always talk about the San Francisco being infested with hall monitors?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one thing that wasn't on the Vice article that everybody shared, where it's like...
Not enough hall monitors?
Yeah. Well, no, you saw that article. That was like on
of
everybody's...
Of course, yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, I feel like I could write an article about why I hate a certain place about every place that I've ever lived in.
Uh-huh.
And then I have like 10 people being like, is this true? I'm like, yeah. Like if I'm annoyed, like that's what I think about.
All right.
You could write... About any city, it's the best place on earth or the worst place on earth, especially anywhere big. You could write it about New York, Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., San Diego. I mean, there's everywhere you could write.
I didn't actually finish. Like, I read like a couple of the headings, and I said, "Yeah, this seems about right." And what was the reaction to it? Were people pissed about it?
Half and half.
Okay. It just seemed like I wasn't sure whether or not
hating on San Francisco is kind of like what.
That's what's in right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's the in thing to do right now. It's like there's a lot of like Silicon Valley backlash anyway, nationally.
Right.
And
locally too.
Right. Yeah, totally. So I can imagine that half the people that just get pissed when you make fun of their, you know, their home city, and then the other half are like, yeah, fuck those people. You know
yeah. What I mean? What's funny though is like probably now a majority of the city hates San Francisco. like a majority of San Francisco hates San Francisco right now. Mm-hmm. Like you're either a tech guy who's like, man, fuck San Francisco. Everyone here is such an asshole. Like we're just trying to do our jobs, and people like you know look at me like I'm a dickhead. And then you've got the you know San Francisco locals, quote unquote, like
the old schoolers.
Well, like ones who have been.
We
here.
Gentrified this in 2008.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. Yeah. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, and like those guys are like, I'm fucking. This city's over, man. Yeah. This city is so over. I'm moving to West Oakland.
Here's what you do notice about like any kind of video you see of an argument in San Francisco is you'll watch it for about 2 minutes and be like, I hate both these assholes.
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah. Like, isn't that everywhere though?
No, man. Because if I'm watching a video somewhere else, 9 times out of 10, I can choose a side. I can like rush to snap judgment. Yeah. But here I'm just like, nah.
It's like, fuck this. It's just a vortex of assholes.
But also, if you do comedy in here, you get used to just making fun of all types of people here. So you figure out a reason to hate at pretty much every demographic.
Right, they're all pretty much bad. Whether or not equally as bad, I'm not sure, but they're all really fucking annoying.
I did have a great hall monitor experience today, where
Brendan just got here. He probably wants to weigh in on the Vice article as well. I think he co-wrote it. the mic's not to his mouth yet. If you didn't finish it, Matt Lieb, it was Oh, hello.
Hey. I came in like a wrecking ball. Vince is mad because his boner's small.
That was good. You hit that. You came in hot. I like that.
Yeah. That must have been a good bus ride.
And you're not
all he wanted to was suck your dick.
That's really surprising, you know, because like you've got a
song's about Willem Dafoe.
You know, you can recognize frequencies and recreate them.
Yeah, thanks.
That's really good. Some people don't have that ability.
It's got total recall.
So are we just talking about like the most blatantly transparent clickbait article that went out yesterday?
It wasn't the most horribly written clickbait I've ever read, but it was definitely like, get outraged.
Yeah, it was like, you know what I hate about San Francisco? Rich people. And then dogs. And then people like that have jobs and stuff. But then the people who don't have jobs suck too. And you know who else sucks besides rich people? Fucking poor people. This place sucks. Yeah. And but like so many people were sharing it like, great article about everything that's wrong with San Francisco. Right now.
He really hits the nail. He really is like got his finger on the pulse.
That's like sharing like a Drew McGarry like haters guide to your team and being like he really gets what's wrong with the Cleveland Browns.
It's like he's a field reporter for them.
To me, it was like, all right, it was context. Like, these are just legitimate gripes that everybody has had at one time or another. It wasn't like, oh, here's a comprehensive explanation of the actual things that happened here.
The other thing that kind of bugged me too, though, is like you could just write that article from reading all the other articles that have been written unironically. But now we have two independent parties who have said that.
You said it differently, but it is that. It's like the hot thing to do. But here's a question that I have for you guys. Realistically, do you think, like, we're sitting here saying like, oh, you know, any city, you know, has got ups and downs, whatever. Don't you think though, for real, San Francisco is kind of a different beast than some of the other cities.
Well, my story to illustrate this my biggest problem with here is that I haven't experienced other places that I lived is what we call like the hall monitor syndrome, where everybody has this thing where they really like enforcing certain pieces of the social contract to the point where you're like, hey, you're not the fucking hall monitor.
That's not
like,
mind your
own business.
Right.
So yesterday, I'm walking down the street.
I'm mad already.
Yesterday, I'm walking down the street.
Yesterday.
You're just walking down a fucking street.
Yeah, exactly.
You're just trying to be a person going somewhere.
I've got stuff to do.
I'm so mad. All right, go ahead.
So I'm walking down the street, and there's a car like maybe 200 yards away, and I hear him honking, and I'm like already on the other side of the street, and I'm like, turn around, I'm like, did I make you slow down? I'm like, what the fuck are you honking at?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I had to slow down for you, man. I'm like, you were 300 yards away from me.
So,
and then today was even worse. Right before we started this, you know, when I'm walking one way, I look both ways. If there's not a car within 100 yards, I'm going to go. I don't care that the fucking light is red, whatever. Uh-huh. And this lady, and I have my headphones in, which is always annoying because they say some shit, and you know it's probably obnoxious, but you don't hear them at first.
And so you can't ask someone to repeat it. It's too hostile. What?
But I knew exactly what she was going to say, and I read her lips, and she was like, do you cross the street like that often? And I just look back at her. I'm like, are you gonna nanny me right now? Is that what's gonna happen?
Yeah,
and she goes, oh, it's funny that you use that way to describe it because I actually used to live in Marin and something. She apparently
that's great because that's a long story.
She got hit by a car and had a traumatic brain injury or something like that. And I'm just
she's raising
it makes
awareness.
Me very poor at picking up on social cues.
I lost a part of my brain where I mind my own fucking business.
And I'm just like, all right, so now I'm supposed to feel bad because you had a dramatic brain injury.
She's
and that's
raising awareness, man.
That's going to make me feel bad that you're ruining the fucking city with your stupid nannying attitude.
See, Vince, you think that story is about nannying. That story is actually about this crazy San Francisco woman who just goes around chastising people for crossing the street so that when they backtalk to her, she can tell her horrific brain.
Right, exactly.
That's her way to get her.
Yeah, like she's just an attention whore who wants to tell her fucking story.
Oh, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah.
I should have just shouted, unsubscribe! Unsubscribe!
No, you could have been like, I have apples at home. And she'd been like, it's funny you mentioned apples because I got a brain injury and we're in one time.
I can't taste apples anymore specifically.
Right.
So, yeah, that's right. I do fail to see how being a nanny actually...
Yeah,
lined up
it
doesn't.
Because it started with her being like, sir, you just crossed on a red, and I'm going to lecture you about it.
Right. No, no, I get
that's how the whole thing started.
But what I mean is where she's... It's funny you should say nanny, because one time my brain was injured. It's
I like, think wait, because what? She had to have a nanny and like be taken care of or something.
See, that's way...
So it's exactly what I was just saying.
It was a stretch.
Nice Nikes. I was wearing Nikes.
In Germany, they used to speed up when we would jaywalk, because like... The train station was right across from the hotel that we stayed at, and you'd have to walk like a long ass block to get down to a crosswalk. So we would just jaywalk, and the cars would speed up, which I always thought was kind of funny. And then you're like, okay, well, now that I live in Germany, a lot of this makes more sense.
That's very German, yeah.
We can fit more people on the train. You're like, I don't think this is a good idea. Where is this going?
Why are you not conforming?
Yeah.
What is the matter with you? Yeah. So, and then I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, all right, so if you got hit by a car, let me see if I can break this down. See, the thing I do is I look both ways, right. And if no one's going, I go.
Right.
What you did That's was fair. Either you didn't look both ways. Like, if you got hit by a car, there's one of two things that happened. You either didn't look both ways, or...
You just got fucking plowed by a car.
Or you just, like, looked at the green and someone ran a light, in which case me waiting for the green wouldn't have helped in the first place.
Yeah. Could potentially hurt. Maybe the lesson is don't wait for the green.
Yeah.
Because you're just going to get taken out.
I think
out.
You're safer if you just look both ways and don't worry about lights. I mean, because if you think about it, it's like if you program yourself to look at that light, some people, they see the little walking man and they just start walking.
Yeah.
And like, especially old people. They're like, well, that's the sign that says walk. It's like, well, just actually don't worry about what it says. Look you know, at your surroundings.
Realize that the reason for the rule is you not getting hit by a car and right. then make that the goal.
You know, it's like, I think me being from Tampa originally, Tampa's like, you can look in every year, it ranks as like one of the shittiest places to walk and ride a bike, like the most fatalities. I'm guessing because they also have like a bunch of 98-year-old people with licenses who aren't really like the best drivers.
Right.
Also, lots of drunk driving, I feel
right.
like.
Right. I mean, there's 99 reasons why.
You walk down Dale Mabry, you're going to get clipped.
But the point of it is that you don't walk around. Like, you walk around, you walk from point to point. And you get what I mean? There's some deliberate sort of responsibility. Here, I watch people just sort of like walking and they're like looking at the sky as they're walking across the street. And I'm like, man, like, you should be probably killed by a car.
There also, there's also
a lot of rubbernecking.
I think
you're going to breed children that also don't look.
I just mean, like, you know, there's just so, it's just like people here are just so like sort of like trusting that you are not going to fuck them up.
I think there's also a pedestrian attitude is like, oh, I have the right of way.
Totally.
And so they will just keep fucking walking all the time. And I'm not even talking about the bums. That will just, but the favorite are my bums, the bums that just walk in the middle of like Market Street.
It's the only power moves they have left to pull.
So up in North Bay, I live in this tiny little town, and it's like Berkeley, but like distilled Berkeley. You know what I mean? Like all the bad, like
Fairfax.
It's just distilled, like with that attitude. We declared ourselves a no nuclear zone because you need to,
right?
When you're 100 miles up out of nowhere where anybody wants to
be. Is this Sebastopol?
Yeah. So but we have all these little crosswalks, and they blink yellow and whatever, And it like at sunset you can't see them. So like I'm driving one day and this guy walks in front of my car, and he's kind of just like looking at me like, you know, I didn't stop like because I didn't see the light or whatever, like, and he looks at me and he's like, you're supposed to stop. And I went, that's not really gonna help you when you're underneath my fucking car.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Why would you walk in front of somebody's car and then lecture them for almost hitting you? You know what I mean?
Like, because it's the right of way, number two, freedom of speech, First Amendment. I was like
you're polluting. I was like conceited. I'm in the wrong. That's not gonna change your bad day.
You'd still be dead.
Right. You know what I mean?
I'd be wrong and in trouble.
Right.
That's the difference. Yeah.
But still alive.
Super annoying.
You'd be correct and dead. I always wondered like if Seinfeld like spent time in San Francisco, because I feel like a lot of conflicts that arose in that show were from like kind of a hall monitor type situation,
totally.
Like a random stranger. Like, first of all, the great thing about Seinfeld is like everyone in that universe is like really bad. They're all like very bad people.
Yeah, I love that.
Which is great. But like,
no hugging, no learning. That's the whole, that's the mandate.
Right. There's like a lot of, there's a lot of just kind of like random stranger encounters on the street where it's like, excuse me, you can't do that. And like,
right.
I was always like, because that doesn't happen in New York, where Seinfeld takes place.
Yeah, like, people are too scared to talk to someone like that.
It's more adversarial.
I was going to say, and the typical response in New York would be, like,
fuck you.
Yeah, GFY.
Yeah,
like, immediately. And whereas in a Seinfeld episode, somebody will say something right off the cuff in the first 2 minutes, and the next 22 minutes or whatever will be them seriously contemplating whether or not that's real. That you would never do that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. That's why I never – so I don't know enough about New York to say whether or not that's what would happen, but that's why I liked Curb Your Enthusiasm a lot, because that is a very L.A. thing. Like, people just telling you fucking what to do, telling you you're doing something wrong. That and it's also a San Francisco thing, but – the situations that Larry David is in most of those shows, I was in, I mean, not most of them, but some of them I was in as a kid, where all of a sudden I was just being yelled at for doing something that I didn't know was wrong or whatnot. So I feel like it's true to at least the way people act in L.A. Like,
I think
lots of hall monitors.
I think that's
in
sort of human nature from a lot of people, though. They like
they
like correcting people and telling you why you're wrong.
Yeah,
and giving you their 2 cents.
Well, let's toss it to the readers. Is there a city that we could maybe move to where people just mind their own fucking business?
Chicago.
That
sounds right.
There's a lot of silence.
I feel like I got yelled at a lot when I was in Chicago too.
I don't know shit about shit. I've never
been
anywhere.
There for
remember
like 4 days,
weird thing that we noticed was like very strange notions of personal space. Yeah, like even in like a crowded downtown area, people will look at you like you're fucking crazy if you're standing next to them, like at a stoplight.
Specifically in Chicago, that's what happens.
That's
what
we
all noticed
notice.
It while we were there.
Huh?
Like people looking back at you, like you just like groped them on a subway because you walked within like 2 feet of them.
Weird.
Yeah,
that's interesting. Is that like a Midwest thing, or
I don't
is
know?
It
maybe because they just have so much fucking space.
Yeah.
You know, you go up to the top of Sears Tower, and especially if you grew up on the West Coast, you're used to at some point there's mountains on the horizon or an ocean.
Oh, right.
And
there's
just land.
It just land. Just like you see the curvature of the earth.
Yeah. So like maybe, I don't know, because it's so spread out. They're used to just having a ton of space. But even when we were like in the middle of downtown amongst giant skyscrapers, people were like, whoa, whoa, hey. You know, like,
yeah.
It was kind of strange.
You know what else is spread out?
My pussy.
Yeah.
All right. So on the subject of Bay Area shit, did you watch Silicon Valley over the
week?
Yeah. So Do you think you have to be in the Bay to fully get that show, or do you think it's because to me I thought it was hilarious, and there was a lot of like the whole techie environment where they all think they're gonna like save the Earth with like an algorithm. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very
I loved all the pictures of like the guys sitting amongst like the African villages and everything. Yeah. That was really good.
Oh yeah, and have you ever seen the site Humanitarians of Tinder?
No.
It's amazing. Oh. It's just like every...
I already know. I get it.
Every Tinder picture exactly where they have with like, here's me with a pygmy child.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought that was a very... and that was one part of the Vice article that I thought was particularly accurate, where they were talking about how at least in the old money days of a few years ago, they didn't have a pretense that they were going to save the Earth with what they were doing.
Right.
Yeah.
That is, I think, what is the most annoying element of it. It's like if you go and you want to do your job... fuck it, who cares? But like, quit pretending that it's noble.
Yeah.
That's it. Just quit acting. It's like that woman yesterday who lost her damn laptop, called it a total tragedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then
I didn't hear this story. What was the story?
The woman.
The one who got it stolen from the coffee shop?
Yeah. She called losing her. She got her iPod and her laptop, her MacBook stolen.
Uh-huh. P.S. She's in a coffee shop in the middle of Union Square. It's on Post and Taylor, I think.
Gets up and goes to the bathroom and just leaves her shit.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is like.
Then.
That's like the biggest rookie mistake of all rookie mistakes.
So I put my laptop out on the corner of the street.
That's like a classic rookie mistake.
Totally.
Of people who don't know about cities.
Then, look. Look, I have a car that locks. I don't leave my shit in my car in San Francisco. You left your shit in a coffee. You're dumb. But then she went to Tumblr, and she described this event.
She went to Tumblr. It's just hilarious.
Where else would you go? Yeah.
How did she get on there?
I started to thread.
She stole another laptop.
Actually, it was her boyfriend who, like, here's the story, guys. Yeah. And
had to go to a public library.
And she called it a total tragedy, and then she called her shit. She goes, I had my virtual limb stolen from me.
Oh,
God.
And it's like, yeah, man, that's why people want to punch you, because I had my laptop stolen last year, too, and I was just mad about it. Like, I didn't fucking...
That sucks.
You don't take it as like this
affront
to you and your like sovereignty as a human. You're just like, not only did you steal my
raped.
Stuff, but you stole my soul.
I was figuratively raped.
All right. But no, it is annoying though to have that happen, but it's to be like,
Did she blame it on techie, like technophobia or whatever?
No. She just was that. And so she's like a perfect example of like the persecuted jackass that is so like rampant.
How could they do this to me?
Yeah, like, you know.
Don't they know me? You know, she's a sensitive person.
It was something like, I'm an iOS developer. And it's like, well, then you don't fucking matter at all. At all. Like, nothing you do is important at all.
Yeah. I mean, you're an iOS developer who's not developed anything yet.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's it's pretty much like the new I'm an author. Oh, what have you published? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. I think that the idea that my job is so important. I think that's an extension of a very American thing where like we take our jobs as like this statement of who we are. Where like you go to other countries and it's not you don't sit around like talking about what you do for a living.
Yeah.
You just kind of hang out and have a good time.
It's what do people talk about?
Just fucking pussy and cigarettes.
Like in, the good stuff, man. The good
smelling
stuff.
Smelling bad. Yeah.
I just can't imagine, like...
we go to work for maybe 1.5 hour, 2.5 hour. Ooh, for lunch, we have a chocolate cigarette and a bowl of heavy cream.
Do people sit around and just, like talk about their hobbies? Or do people sit around just, like... avoid talking about work.
There's a lot of things that one can discuss, but
I can't think of anything.
Shut up.
I can't think of anything to talk about. Here's the question. Do they do as much talking about television shows as we do?
Ooh, probably not. That's the one drawback of other countries is they don't watch TV like assholes.
Right, but maybe that's like that's an extension of like, yeah, they don't talk about work. They don't talk about TV. They're just like, today I ate a bowl of cereal and later I'm thinking about eating again. But we're in this nice midsection where I'm thinking about drinking. And then the guy's like, me too. I'm also thinking about drinking right now. I don't know what people talk about.
They drink and then they fight and then they go home and have another bowl of cereal.
Yeah. Right.
You get drunk and then you talk about what do you talk about when you get drunk? You don't really remember.
I don't know what I talk about when I get sober. Like, I don't know what to talk about now.
You're doing all right.
All right. Well, I can just fill space though. Just saying. Talking about work.
Anyway, Silicon Valley. I thought they made... I don't like it when they have to make the main character a little too like innocent.
He's innocent, like, too Michael Cera-y.
Yeah. Well, not, but Michael Cera has like an awkward... He has like a dickish charm underneath the awkwardness.
I think I liked it. The one weakness, I can see myself not really just thinking the lead character's annoying. He is
annoying.
I didn't love him. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't like.
I just don't think they gave him. I think that's a common writing mistake. Is you make the main character sort of.
That's the Paul Rudd fallacy of writing.
Yeah,
he's a little just. He's too awkward. Did you watch?
It's not so much awkward. It's just he doesn't have like a personality. Really, it's just like
he's just sort of awkward and weird and annoying.
Like the writer wants you to feel sorry for the main character, so they make him kind of like a weakling pussy with no. You know, like what did he do in the first episode? Oh, he had like a panic attack and
vomited.
He acted passive. Yeah, and he vomited
twice.
And he talked to a hot chick and he got scared. And it's like, all right.
The other character, like the main incubator guy's awesome.
TJ Miller?
If that's the dude.
The big guy with the hair.
Yeah.
I love how he puts a clip in his hair so he can eat cereal.
No, it's his ramen.
Oh,
he's
ramen.
Like sucking
that's right.
Down
no,
ramen.
He's slurping the ramen.
Yeah. The doctor was really funny. Who's another? He's a guy on Eastbound and Down.
April's wife. Yeah, Eastbound and Down. Yeah.
The side characters I think are really good, and then the whole Hooli thing where they're shuttling to work, and I've never even taken a shuttle to any job that I've had.
Good.
I've always work. Yeah, because they're fucking ruining San Francisco, bro.
Ruining it, bro.
But it, I just liked it a lot, and even they souped it up, so there was like rock star drinks and. Like an espresso machine or something on the shuttle, which it was cool.
I don't think there was too many sort of references where you need to be from the Bay Area to get it. I think if you sort of use tech at all, you see TED Talks get shared, you know, and it's like the guy with the headset and the PowerPoint clicker, and he's just talking about nothing, but he's so good at talking about nothing and making it sound like something. He's like, ideas are the currency of today's generation.
It's like
a
modern
guy.
Office comedy.
Yeah.
It's the tech office instead of a paper company.
Did you know that guy, the TED Talk guy on the show is dead, the actor?
Oh, really?
He died like 4 months right before the show started.
When did they shoot it?
4 months
The guy who's supposed to be Peter Thiel?
Oh, is that what it is?
That's basically who he's supposed to be.
Peter Thiel's the guy who says don't go to college, basically.
He's the guy who says don't go to college. He's the guy who's trying to build the seasteads, like the artificial city, or right. Yeah, artificial like city slash sovereign countries out off the coast. He's also like, he was the guy in The Social Network who invested in Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He, also in real life, he invested in Facebook, and he was already like
not a... Not just in the movie?
Right, right.
Hey,
that part was real.
$1 million, that's not cool.
Right.
You know what's cool?
$1,000.
Well, that was Sean Parker.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway,
know.
A guy who's...
I just want to see, you know, Justin Timberlake and what's the other guy? And
Jesse Eisenberg?
Michael Cera?
No. Justin Timberlake and then Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street just arguing over how much money is
not
cool. Yeah, it was like, you know, $1 billion is cool. $1 million a week is really cool.
You know what's cool? $1 trillion. No. You know what's cool? Googleplex dollars. Like, you just kind of keep going up.
Anyway, the point was he was already a very wealthy guy, and then he was like the first investor in Facebook. Mm-hmm. So he's just like a quasi-zillionaire.
He now shits bitcoins.
Yeah. So then he thinks about shit like creating artificial countries that are sovereign and built out of the ocean.
Yeah.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
You could go there and be a handyman.
You know what? I could go there and be king. I don't know why you think I am just a handyman. I do many other things with my life.
Kinging, for instance.
Yep, I king. Sometimes I queen.
Sometimes he wears shirts that don't cover his little belly. Let's cut out my belly, stick it out of my shirt.
Sometimes you don't need a shirt that fits. You just need a shirt that don't quit. I don't know. Fuck you guys. I'm DBing who's dead right now.
I like how a rhyme can get you out of any problem.
What's that?
A rhyme can get you out of any problem.
It sure can. That's my... plan. The show is called Silicon Valley. What's the name of the guy who died?
Did you just slant rhyme can? Like, you were like, I sure am.
I did a
slant. Can't think of anything that rhymes with am.
Yeah, I just decided.
Going with can.
I just figured I like slant rhymes better.
Whoa. Let's not get racist here.
All right. You know what? I didn't say... All right. Not even going to go there. Not going to get racist.
Do I have to Google Silicon Valley dead guy?
Well, don't... Could just IMDb.
What comes up?
I just want to know who died.
His name was
Robert Paulson,
Christopher Evan Welch, and he was the guy who played the TED Talk.
I can't.
He died of lung cancer.
It was Peter something in the show. I don't remember what they changed it to.
Mm.
So it's a show, right? It's a series.
Mm-hmm.
How long is it? 30 minutes.
30 mm-hmm. minutes on HBO.
Oh, I'm gonna start watching. I love T.J. Miller, and I like that they got Kumail in it. He's funny. And there was another guy who I recognized. So that's cool.
There was a guy that was on The Office. The tall, sort of awkward guy.
Blanky
He's dude. Like the VP that shows him into the CEO's office.
Sweet.
I don't know his name, though.
I did like how they're talking about every group of designers. There's always one East Indian guy, one fat guy with weird facial hair, a one tall, Asian skinny, guy. White guy, and one Asian guy.
Yeah, the CEO said something.
It's a ponytail.
He said something like, it's like they just keep matching each other up until they find this perfect combination.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's it's true, too.
It is.
It's based on
So,
that.
William Head, how did you get into editing pornography?
It's a really boring story, man. I just answered a Craigslist ad and then beat out a bunch of people for it.
That's how it happens. And how long have you been doing that for?
4 years. Actually, it was funny, man, because I had this girlfriend at the time, and I was just like serving tables in a restaurant and like doing stuff. And we got into a fight, and she was like, "You're not even trying to do stuff with your career. You're not even trying. You're not even trying to find work in your industry." And she was like, you know, she's like, here's something. And I go, fine, I'll fucking do it. They're not going to hire me anyway. Like that kind of.
Yeah.
And then, like a month later, I got a job and they paid real well. So I dumped her.
She was the one who found the ad?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's crazy. What's annoying about that is you were probably like, oh, yeah, your life is so fucking great.
Yeah.
Fine. All fucking. And then you got it.
And then she got pissed that I edited porn for a living. Like, you know, it was. Yeah.
So. Oh, so you were saying you had you like exchanged business card and had the guy hand you your card back afterwards?
Oh, that was Sunday.
Yeah, because I had a similar experience.
Sunday, I walked downstairs and there's these. I don't know if they were like Mennonite or anything, but I just assume anybody who like walks around handing out Jesus pamphlets like doesn't use electricity. That's just my that's just my fucking walking assumption. But they were all like, and if you dress your kid in ties, like I'm okay. So they were
scary.
They were like handing out pamphlets and shit. But I didn't know that. I would just like walk downstairs, really like, you know, kind of shitty, hungover, and they were like, "Hi, we're your new neighbor," and I just went, "Hey, what's up?" And they were like, "Hey, here." And he's like, "We're a preacher." He's like, "Yeah, okay." And I was like, "Cool." So just to fuck with him, I handed him my FCF card that just has got, you know, adult male modeling on it. And he was just like, "Oh."
That's all it says is adult male modeling.
Yeah, like, do you want to be in porn? Or
nice.
But he was savvy enough to know what adult male modeling meant.
Well, he's, you know, he goes to church, so.
They know all the bad stuff.
So yeah. He's got a Grindr account.
Yeah, he probably hit rock bottom at some point.
Absolutely.
They know all the bad stuff. They don't necessarily
rock
know.
Rock Bottom's a guy, by the way.
Rock Bottoms.
He is packing some heat, if you know what I mean.
He woke up next to Rock Bottoms and he knew he had to turn his life around.
Open mic and Rock Bottoms.
Yeah.
Open mic.
Open mic, the power bottom.
Mic. Yeah. Open mic.
Power bottom,
they
rock
call
bottoms.
Me open mic.
Open mic, world famous power bottom.
Now, one of the best things about that job is that I write the like accompanying stories to all the scenes.
Yeah.
So what I'm always trying to do is like I think the word is subterfuge, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Whatever, where you like, so basically I always try and put like these really like classic literary references into my porn story. You know, like, but the best laid plans of mice and men often. Jerry was just planning to come in and work out. Little does he know, open mic is in season.
That's great. So who writes the scene descriptions for like those free porn websites? Because I feel like they offer context that doesn't actually exist. Have you like, it'll say like, you know,
this woman dies in quicksand. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
No, it's not the quicksand. It'll be like, it'll be like, you know,
that's
brother fucks sister.
Yeah, right. And, or it's just like a regular scene.
But yeah, it's just a regular scene, like, but they'll say brother fucks sister and she doesn't want it, but then she likes it. And yeah, it's right. Like, I don't feel any of those feelings while I'm watching it. And now
boss caught his secretary stealing his half and half, so he fucks her up the ass.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
like, what? It's just two people butt fucking.
Yeah, I really feel like
that's not the way you'd butt fuck after somebody's stealing your half and half. Yeah. No way.
This is really not realistic. Yeah, but I guess you do like scene descriptions.
I actually have to like write the stories.
Oh, okay.
You know, Mikey walked into the room thinking he was so and so. It's like,
but
the
these scenes are already filmed, right?
Yeah. I don't film the scenes. I'm strictly post production. So
right. So you're fitting the story around the scene.
Yeah.
So do you have to watch the scene and just kind of figure out? So what
he's bringing
happened?
The mountain.
I'm the one
to
that
Moses.
Edits it.
Oh, right. Of course.
I'm the one that makes it into
Shut
a story.
Up, man.
And so
oh,
it
so
mountain,
you're actually making it
mounting,
into a story, pretty much.
Yeah. Like, well, no. Like, I just get, you know, I get the raw footage.
Right.
You know, like a loose, you know, set up, and then, you know, a bunch of fucking
that won't do.
Awkward
you gotta
sex.
Tighten it up.
And I tighten it up, drop a beat on it, make it dope.
So one of the things,
and
that
then I edit it.
Fucking jack off to it two or three times, and then I start cutting it
just to make sure it's potent.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I think is interesting about porn editing is, like, you know, when you edit a non-porn thing, it's like there's a rhythm to it where it's like something happens. All right, I'm bored. Cut. You know, cut, like there's a sort of rationale to it where you get bored of a certain angle.
Just whatever, yeah, the timing.
Whereas porn, like the timing's completely different because it's like you're trying to get someone into like, you're trying to allow them to get into like a fugue state, sort of. Like you're kind of like trying, it's like entrance. You're like trying to entrance them more so than you're
like a porn DJ
trying to keep them from getting bored.
But it's also, you know, I mean, you have to understand like the way people watch porn too. Like,
oh, I understand.
Well, no. I mean, this is real.
There's
like,
one thing I do know.
People don't sit around and watch porn.
No, they don't.
They use porn.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So like, when you're cutting like a scene in a normal scene, you cut it under the assumption that somebody's going to actually watch the scene from like the beginning of where your cut is to the end of where your cut is. my assumption is that people are going to watch the porn I cut exactly the way I watch porn, is with their mouse in their hand until they find the angle they like.
Right, yeah.
And they're going to try and squeeze one off in like 2 or 3 minutes. If they really hate the fucking porn, then they're going to click a new porn and they're going to fucking do the same thing. But if you sit around and like watch porn and wait for the development, I mean, as much as you pay my living, kill yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
There's just, you know.
It's a weird thing.
It's so weird to think back to, you know, like even in the late 70s and 80s, there's people going into a theater and they're watching like
a whole
porno. Whereas like now, I'll have like 6 going at the same time.
Yeah.
I get bored of one. I'm like doing the fucking Minority Report thing where I'm switching them around.
But
like,
we do the
enhance.
Same thing with movies
enhance,
too.
You know?
We do the same thing with movies and TV shows. Like I won't watch a YouTube video that I find on the internet if it's longer than a minute. You know what I mean? I'll be like, oh, I'm not gonna watch 2 minutes of some guys I don't know trying to make me laugh.
Yeah. I like it when there's like a sketch comedy group and then the beginning of their video is like a minute of credits where it's like edited by Dave and directed by Steve.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, no one's gonna watch more than 2 seconds of this if they're not immediately hooked.
Yeah, it's true. That's really hard. But hey, Will, EM, head. I
what, Matt?
I've been thinking about it. I've been thinking about it. So the cum shot at the end. They in real time, they're coming at the beginning, right?
No.
No?
What do you mean?
They come at the end.
Because like sometimes
these are pros, bro.
Sometimes I'll watch
professionals.
Sometimes I'll watch a porn and I'll watch like, you know, the guy and the girl, they're fucking and stuff, and she's got like her face is all mashed up by the end. She got like her mascara's running.
Shut up.
All right.
No matter what's on her face, her mustache has got some, you know, stuff in whatever. And then they'll do the setup for the cum shot, and her face will be like continuity error. You know?
Sometimes, you know, she's probably fixing her makeup when the dude is like actually getting ready to come. Now, like, even though they come at the end, a lot of times what they do is they have to fucking walk off to the side and literally go jack off to porn. I mean, we shoot gay porn and we shoot a lot of like gay for pay. So we shoot a lot of straight guys who have to bust a nut. Like it would be like if somebody walked in right now and just laid enough money on the table for us all 5 to decide we were going to fuck each other.
$40. I'm telling you, I need to pay rent. I'll do whatever it takes.
But it doesn't. So, like, let's say somebody could put at least $40 on this table,
right?
Even if we all would sit there and agreed to it, like, even if we were all like, "Fuck yeah, that's a lot of cash. Let's do this." Our dicks would only be so willing,
right? Yeah,
you know what I mean, to cooperate. So like at the end, a lot of times, like, you know, and then what I imagine, like, you know, I don't edit a whole bunch of straight porn. Like we shoot one straight scene, or we shoot one straight site, and the rest are all gay. But I imagine that if your job is fucking women all day long, that after a while, fucking women doesn't really get you off.
Anymore. Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
Especially when you're doing it a handful of times every day.
Well,
too.
You know, okay, so I don't think those guys do more than a scene a day, because what is so important is their cum shot.
Yeah.
And I think everybody here knows that you only get one pretty decent cum shot a day.
Yeah.
You can do 2 or 3 or 4, but they all start going down.
Yeah. Like, no, I've seen porn, straight porn, where like the guy's like coming at the end. He's got like 3 or 4 drops out of it. I'm like, man, that guy's done too many scenes that day.
So he's probably has done a couple other scenes that day.
Right.
Like, we sort of stipulate that guys actually not masturbate even the day before.
So that's good.
We like try to get their like, we try to get a 48 hour nut because.
Yeah. No, that's a
because,
good nut.
Because engaged.
That's my favorite book by that one guy.
Just because in gay porn, fucking the cum shot is so much more important. I mean,
is it? You think it's more important?
Yeah. The gays love the cum.
Yeah, I love the cum. I love the cum too.
You're into that.
2 is very important to put in there.
$40, everybody.
$40.
$40, Matt Liebel. Fuck on film.
That is going to be good on the soundboard.
Yeah. 2. Also, No, because I've realized
that doesn't make a difference.
There's like certain
that
guys.
You say also,
there's certain guys. Well, this is going to sound worse. There's certain guys that I'll watch a lot of their porn videos where they're just like fucking a lot of women.
I almost said dudes. Yeah.
They're fucking like a lot of women, and I like them because they've got a heavy load. Like
Peter
one
North.
Guy, like Peter North, there's another guy who puts out videos.
You watch Peter North? Fuck, that's like listening to fucking Soundgarden.
Like Peter North. I'm talking about the new wave of Peter North's out
Check
there.
Out his new AC/DC record.
Well, I'm just saying he's an example of a guy who comes a lot.
Yeah.
So you're talking about like his protégés.
The decorator.
Yeah.
His protégés.
There's this one guy.
Who are some of your faves?
I don't remember the guy's name. It's something like he gets mostly like, what is it? It's called like broke and kind of ugly or something like that. I forget what the website is. It's something about the narrative is these are broke women who need money.
That's every porn.
That's every porn. Good point.
Every single porn. But it is fascinating to me to find out like what kind of porn other dudes watch.
I like to watch ones where the guy comes a lot at the end. That's very important to me. I really need.
I never make it to.
And it's
to
not
that
about
part.
The guy. Me neither. It's like I want the
fucking never.
No, I like the cum chat. To me, I want the girl to be like, just drenched in cum.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what does it for you. There's nothing wrong with that.
I have no problem with that.
Not
at
judging.
All. As long
just
as
just got to be raining down.
Like rain. Yeah, but I don't like that. There's like this fake one that's just like a guy with a big like, fake water
oh, yeah,
gun
I've
dick.
Seen those.
That's
I've seen
Joe.
Those, yeah.
Joe told us about that.
That one's annoying.
It's almost like a super soaker.
Yeah, it's a super soaker dick.
There's a company that actually makes fake cum.
Oh yeah,
and you can like
do you does your company
are they called Cetaphil
ever use that or do you guys go is it natural?
We had some guys and I don't mind throwing them under the bus because they made my fucking life hell for uh-huh. like 6 months. So yeah. We had these guys up from LA that shot we had basically plucked them. We tried to hire them like for their special expertise and they just sucked ass
in cum inking or
no in shooting.
Oh, okay,
like for shooting
cum?
This was like a production team and we hired them and they were so goddamn awful at their job that we had to use a fake once.
Do you think
that's the only time I've seen it?
I use a fake because they didn't get the money shot right.
Yeah, they didn't get the money shot. Like the guys themselves came but mm-hmm. the fucking dipshits who shot it.
Do you think it was like straight guys trying to shoot gay porn and being like squeamish about it?
No, I think it's the opposite. I think when gay guys shoot straight porn, when gay guys shoot gay porn, it's like anything with shooting. If you don't know how to fucking shoot, if you don't know how to operate a camera, if you don't know what shots are supposed to look like it really doesn't matter what your subject matter is. And honestly, as a like film editor, I don't really watch what I'm editing that closely.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to. I have to make sure that it's not rickety. I have to make sure that it's framed well. If it mm-hmm. does, if somebody loses their framing or they start getting sloppy, then I just cut the clip there. And I have to make sure the audio is really well. Like, mm-hmm. but it's like the same stuff that I have to do with my own productions of non-porn stuff.
Yeah,
is all I have to do. And so, yeah, it's the same as anything else, man. Like, I don't spend a lot of time staring at what, like, you know, if I'm editing a comedy, I edit a shit ton of comedy sets that I do, you know, where I'll tape people's comedy sets.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, man, it's the same kind of thing. It's linear. There's nothing to watch.
Do you, what's the thing called when you're syncing up sound with the video where the person slaps, they have the thing that, you know what I'm talking about?
The clap.
Yeah.
The clap thing. Do they use that in porn or do they just like watch people fuck?
It's like anything else. It depends what you're, I mean, that's a technical, like, it depends what you're recording your audio to.
Well, no, because I realize that like in sometimes I'll watch a porn for like 30 minutes or 30 seconds like 30 seconds into it, I'll realize that the audio and video is not synced because like the woman will be like really getting pounded and like, but the slapping happens after.
That could also be that somebody's cutting out somebody's voice and just pasting audio. I have to do that a lot.
Oh,
so
okay.
The director's yelling.
Yeah, like
if
the director's like, move your fucking hand, open up. You know,
oh, interesting.
And you don't want that to kind of break the. You don't want that to break the mood because you know a lot.
Except
of,
for the Bang Bros, they're into that.
Well, a lot of it is. I mean, it just like I said, it depends on what the style is. If you're doing like scenario porn, you don't want to hear the director because
I never like hearing the other dude.
Bro, you're fucking her so good. The Bang Bros shit was so weird because it's like,
it's always
oh,
so
bro,
creepy.
Dude, you're fucking her so good right
dude.
Now. Oh, dude,
hell yeah,
dude,
man.
You were hell yeah, dude,
oh,
you were
man.
Fucking getting so
That's
far up on that.
Look at your
right
cock
now.
Going in and
oh,
out.
Oh God, look at that, bro. Look at your fucking balls slapping on that clip, bro.
You know what Bang Bros used to do, like, whoever did shoot their shit was totally into fucking guy ass, because they would spend like infinite amounts of time with that tuck up under the back of the guy shot, where all you can really see is the dude's balls and his asshole.
Yeah.
So if that's the shot that you're into, you either like you.
It's harder to get the other angle on the bus, though.
So, I mean, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Like, if that's the angle that makes you come, then, like, probably what your fantasy is to fucking tuck up underneath your best friend while he fucks his girlfriend.
Maybe.
Is really, because, there, you, like, to me, porn is like this, man. Like, I like looking at porn. That's why POV is so popular, because it replicates a real fantasy that you in your head can envision. Because all porn is like a sort of approximation of sex. You know, it's not real. It's like cheese whiz to cheese. Like, it's kind of, but
yeah.
So it's like, to me, the idea of porn angles replicating angles in sex that I would never look at. Like, I would never be fucking someone and being like, I wonder what this looks like from under here.
I wonder what my taint looks like.
I wonder. It's like, that's not helping me.
That's not sexy.
And
either,
since
dude.
Men are like visually driven creatures, I've just never understood that angle at all, man.
No, that is a weird one.
Do you remember one of my roommates in college had a password to like all the Bang Bros?
College rules.
And they had like that one dude who was like, he had pipe, but he also had like this weird like marble shaped thing sticking off the side.
Oh, yeah. Monsters of Cock
Guy. His name was like Orlando.
He has a Ramon or something.
Ramon. Yeah. You are right.
He was the guy that got arrested in the van full of like chickens.
Yeah. He had a fucking baseball bat for a cock, though.
Yeah, he did. But then he had
so many times I watched a porn on it.
There was like a marble size outcropping.
Yeah. The size of a normal dick.
Yeah.
He had an extra dick on his dick.
I remember the summary on one of them was, this is Ramon, he's about to fucking scramble your ovaries. That was the description.
There's quite a few times I'm watching porno where I'm like, I want to send this to my friends because I've never seen a dick A that big and like B that has something drastically wrong with it. Well, like, there's a lot of guys in porno where it's like, that guy's got like a fucking 12 inch wiener, and it's somehow like curves like up and around and down. It's got a weird curve.
Corkscrews
to it.
A little. In college, I subscribed to a website it was called, God, what was it? It was a porn website where you could like stream a bunch of videos and whatnot. And I gave everyone the password.
Video Box?
Video Box. That was it.
Oh, that was amazing.
And I gave everyone the password to Video Box. And the cool thing was we would all favorite things and we would share it. And people would be like, yo, check this out. It was like, fuck my gut butt part two. And the best thing ever that I saw that I shared was this porn called Mason's Dirty Tricks Part 2. And it was...
Part 1 was awesome.
Yeah, I didn't get to see Part 1, but I saw this one scene where this girl was being fucked by these two guys. And they were really going at it. And she's like really giving them what for, like verbally. She's like, yeah, fuck me, you assholes. Fuck you fucking pieces of shit. And at one point, the guy just like, he has limited English, so he didn't have much to say. He only really knows things in porn that you would say. Yeah. So he takes his dick out of her and then goes up to her face and goes, you shut up that mouth. And then, puts his cock in her mouth. And I have never laughed in the middle of masturbating before until that moment. Just because the way he said it.
He's like an evil guy in a movie.
It was. He's like a Bond villain who only knows porno phrases.
Shut up that mouth.
You shut up
that mouth. I come you. How about I come you now?
Yes, you like it.
You like when I come you, bitch?
You like it. Take a shit in my mouth. Like he didn't have much to say.
I make shit you, bitch.
Yes, it feel good. You take the shit. You take my shit. You shut up. That's all he knew to say. And it did a great job of getting her to be quiet, too. And I was like, you know, oh, it was so great. I shared that with her. I was like, shut up.
Shut up that mouth.
He didn't even have to finish the word. Just shut up that. It was so great.
But when you're saying on angles that are unrealistic. All right, so we were talking about this the other day, where I think porn has evolved to the point where I either want to watch something that's like professionally shot and looks like a big budget movie, or like a guy fucking his girlfriend in the Mervyn's dressing room that he's filming himself on an iPhone.
Right.
Like, I don't care about the in-between shit anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is the conversation the both of us were having, and I think, I don't know. I mean, in that,
yeah,
I don't know, all that in between, like sort of gonzo style porn where the guy is like sitting there going like, oh dude, fuck her up, fuck her. I think we've like way moved past that.
Yeah.
But we've also become like a society where pretty much, you know, people are sort of entitled to filming their own porn. Like when you, you know, like I'm old enough and I'm not like trying to say it like that, but like, you know, I had sex before we all had internet is what I'm trying to
say.
You know what I mean? Like I was getting sex regularly before fucking we were all getting internet regularly. Now it's not like that. You know what I mean? Like now kids fucking are internet from the day, you know, like 18 year old girls, like 18 year old girls in the Midwest now are like getting on planes and coming to LA with absolutely no pretense that they're going to go to Hollywood. Like they just go straight into fucking porn because they've been groomed. You know, why wouldn't they? Kim Kardashian is fucking...
That's a good point.
Do you know what I mean? Like, why? Like it's been so normalized now that you got... like, yeah, man, when you... If you meet a girl and you're like, you've never taken pictures, you've never taken nudies, like, you're not going to send me your nudies?
Right, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to fuck with you then.
That's actually a great point. Yeah, at this point, it's expected. It's like, well, I mean... We've been seeing each other for 3 weeks. I mean, send me your titties already.
Come on, dude. Why don't I have a picture of your ass in my phone?
I mean, I know I've seen it, but it's like I'd really like to hold it for the rest of my life.
Do you know what I mean, you know what I find is funny? Like, you can chat with strangers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll be like, hey, what's going on? They're like, no, you know, you're fucking an hour later, they're sending you their titty pics.
Absolutely, yeah.
No,
I've never had that experience.
No
I would
hesitation.
Like to.
Now.
I would very much like
one
to.
One time had that experience on Tinder, and I was like, wow, this is a new era.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a cam girl?
No. It was just someone who we ended up talking for, I mean, it was like, it was a, not an hour, it was like a day-long conversation,
yeah.
But only like, six hours throughout the day. By the end of the day, she was
talking
about...
What kind of coffee do you like? Oh, like this kind? You like my tits?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And like by the end of the day, we were going to meet up and we had already started talking sexy and she sent me a picture of her boobs. And I was like, this is the fastest I've ever gotten boobs in my life.
No. I find that especially on internet style.
Yeah.
Because so many people are about it anyway. But
yeah,
I need to get more sleazy in my conversation. Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah. Maybe you're just high.
Vince, you cupcake.
Do the women that you're talking to have self-esteem?
Yeah, that's what I need to figure out. I've been going after the normal, the well-adjusted ones.
Yeah, you're fucking up.
I need the ones.
Lower your standards, bro.
It's like, excuse me.
If I don't see a spider tattoo in your fucking profile pic,
don't lie.
Are you talking about Bonnie Rotten right now?
I'm just talking about any
spiders.
But you know about Bonnie Rotten, though, right?
Yeah, I do know about her. She's not my style, though.
She's not my style, but it's weird because it's like she's totally not my style, but she is also like. She's also like undeniably attractive.
I'm now looking up Bonnie Rotten.
You know what? She's
a Suicide Girl or something.
No, she's got spiderweb. She has like big bolt-on boobs, which are not my thing, and she's got like spiderweb tattoos on those boobs, which are double not my thing. She's like covered in tats, but she's, you know, she's also an attractive
Bonnie
female.
Rotten,
yeah.
Or Bonnie Raitt.
You look up Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt is also rotten.
Oh yeah, BonnieRotten.com.
Let's give them something to talk about. That's right. That's my Bonnie Raitt impression.
That was good.
No, that was good.
What's your Bonnie Rotten impression?
Oh, yeah. Fuck me.
Oh, wow.
Stupid peg.
she was really hot.
She was in Rambone. She played Rambone. Colonel Troutman caught up to her, and the climax was just standing anal in a field.
Huh. Standing anal.
That was a deleted scene from Rambo.
I'm not really even into the anal, but the standing anal in a field was, you know,
it's
it
impressive.
It was a singular.
Do you guys like sex outdoor scenes? I can't stand them, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the outdoor.
People
a lot.
Aren't fucking inside an apartment. I'm not trying to see it.
I like outdoor scenes, especially if there's a pit of quicksand.
What are we talking about?
He's really into quicksand porn.
I'm not really into quicksand porn. Let's slow down. What I discovered was that quicksand porn exists and actually moves my boner a little bit.
I'm going to... I wasn't even familiar with the concept. But why not, you know?
It's go to quicksandvisuals.com and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay, but on the subject of shot selection... There's this thing that a lot of pornographers do where they keep turning the camera sideways to try and get everything in. So then you're trying to watch a porno diagonally, and it bugs the crap out of me because like when I'm Because like you said, it's you're trying to replicate sex, and how often do you just have your head
crank your head.
Tilted 45
degrees? I've actually
degrees.
Started doing that.
I fucking hate it. It makes me, like, I want to turn my computer
crank
side.
Crank your head 45 degrees?
And they all do it, because it's like they do the reverse cowgirl shot. They want to get everything in, so they just turn the camera sideways. So and then you got to like tilt your head sideways.
Instead of just backing up two steps and being able to frame it the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amateurs.
Okay. Quicksand images?
Quicksand visuals.
Visuals.
Yep. Check it out.
Oh, I'm
it's
there.
Mostly women sort of stomping around in a bog. Matt, all right. Matt brought it up several months ago, and we just thought it was really funny. So now it's become the big inside joke that's his,
it's a meme.
It's a Matt Lieb meme.
And once again, I want to point out that I brought it up like 2 weeks before Radiolab did like an expose on it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. 2 weeks later, Radiolab did a whole thing, and then a few Frotcast listeners like commented on it, said, "Oh, this was on the Frotcast first."
Do you guys listen to Radiolab?
I've never listened, but I heard it's tight.
Do your listeners all have German accents?
I think the subject matter is
pretty much all.
I don't know what radio.
It's an NPR show.
Okay, we're like David Hasselhoff.
I love a lot of the NPR stuff. Like I love Planet Money. I love This American Life.
Car Talk.
I try to listen to Radiolab, and it's just like the most over edited show that you'll ever hear. Where it's like you can tell that someone just spent hours just cutting it together. Where it's very scripted in there, and they're like. And blah blah blah, and then he said, like they'll edit in mid sentence to where they're like, and so and so told us that, and then it just like goes right into their clip, and then there's all these like cool like it's very just.
So it's not a well edited program, but overly edited.
Well, to me, it's overly edited, right. But everybody like every
but badly
every pseudo intellectual fucking loves that shit. Like they got like a MacArthur Genius Grant and like all this other shit.
Yeah, and, no, people love the show. I've never listened to it, but I've heard everyone. I've only heard positive things until now.
No, it's. I probably would like it if I could get past the editing. That's all.
Yeah, I have a thing with edited podcasts where sometimes it's cool, like, but sometimes it doesn't help.
If I can tell there's someone back there being like, "Oh man, this is gonna be fucking so cool right now. They're gonna blow people's mind." Because I feel like the whole point of podcasts is, you know, you didn't used to have unedited interviews. It was always, you know, you got 3 minutes at the end of Letterman where it's like, tell us a funny anecdote about something that happened on your show. Or CNN where they're like, all right, you got 10 seconds. And then the right wing guy's got 10 seconds. And then we're
unless you're involved in the Malaysian plane, you don't get any airtime.
Right.
Okay. They're
fat fucking chance.
Yeah. So they must be so excited that this thing will, they have years of this because it's going to take years to put the plane together. Oh man, those producers are just.
Yeah.
They're boning out pretty hard.
Oh, they're boning hard.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
But in general, I feel like the whole point of the podcast is that it's sort of unedited and it's very it's very conversational. Like,
it's like a radio show.
You listen to it because it sounds like people talking.
Yeah, but that's only some pod. I mean, some podcasts are radio plays.
Right.
And I like radio plays. If the radio play is good, then I'm super into it usually. Like, I like that as a medium for telling a story because, like, some radio plays, you visualize them in your head because they're so good.
Yeah.
And then some are these over-edited news pieces like radio.
That's different. That's not so much of a podcast as a radio play that's just being distributed to you through a podcast.
Through the internet.
That's a different...
I guess I don't
also,
really
where's
know
the money shot? How much cum is there?
Yeah, I mean... and
well, if you can describe the cum in a way that gets...
It's voluminous.
All right, so I'm curious, what are the... All right, so being a heterosexual editor of gay porn, like, what are the challenges? Were there anything that you had to get past, or was there, because to me, like, I think of myself as, you know, like, I don't care, like, I'm cool with gay people, whatever. I'm not really, like, I don't really want to delve deep into gay porn.
Has it desensitized you? Like, you're not into gay porn anymore?
No, not at all. Like, I'm just like, I'm so over it. No, it's a couple things. I mean, number one, sometimes something will happen. To be honest with you, the sound gets me sometimes.
Really?
Like the sound of a guy slurping on another guy's dick, but it could be a girl too. I mean, and I'm just like, oh God.
They had that on Game of Thrones without the visual. They just had a
horrible
lot of sound.
It's just, I mean, that's a horrible sound. And I started as a sound engineer. So I'm like, there's like three or four sounds that just fucking make my like hair crawl. And one of them is the sound of a golf ball like falling into the hole. Stock sound I hate.
Yeah.
I hate the stock sound of people typing on computers in commercials, you know, and like
yeah.
And it, drives you up a wall. And then the sound of people sucking dicks is just yeah. those three sounds. But yeah, like, so one of the things that's nice about editing gay porn is that if you can do it for 4 years without getting a boner, then you can pretty much tell yourself
right.
that you're pretty heterosexual. Not that it matters, but you know what I mean? Like, so
yeah,
when people are always like, how do you do that? I mean, don't you? I'm like, well, actually, you know, like, I have probably more verification than most guys that I'm, you know, pretty.
Right.
But you know what's fucked? I took the Kinsey test last night, like the Kinsey
sex test.
There's
an actual test?
There's a Kinsey, you know, the
right, yeah.
I know, I didn't know there was an actual.
Yeah, Kinsey.
Kinsey.
But is it like an online test?
Yeah, you can take the test. I can send you guys the link.
It's on BuzzFeed.
I want to take it.
Which New Girl get for you? You're gay. You're totally gay. Yeah.
It basically just tells you which new kid on the block you are. Yeah. But yeah, no, and it tested me as like unable to assign a thing. And I'm not that sexually weird, but because like one of the questions was like, do you avoid watching gay porn? I was like, can't answer yes to that. Yeah. Does the sight of two men fucking repulse you? And it's like, well, repulse is a really strong word. I can't answer these questions honestly. Yes. If you're making me answer a yes, no, I have to answer like, you know, so basically what I answered it was I basically went down this Kinsey test and they were like, you are a very confident heterosexual man that just really likes to watch a lot of gay porn and doesn't, you know, and it's just like, yeah. So
they nailed you.
Pretty spot on though.
Yeah. I have a weird thing where it's like, I think I would rather watch two dudes blow each other than kiss. For some reason, the kissing thing bugs the crap out of me.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think I don't like people kissing because I was like in line.
Humans in general?
I think it's the sound. I think it's the same thing where it's
mouth
like this,
sounds.
The mouth sounds where I'm like, oh God, yeah. I can't take it.
Yeah. I saw people making out at my office at like 9 a.m. the other day.
That's weird.
It was bizarre.
That's a little
well,
weird.
That's another thing where because you're questioning like, all right, why are you making out right now?
At your, like in your office?
Yeah, it was like inside my office.
That's weird as hell.
Like coworkers?
Like, I don't understand.
I don't
like,
have like a private office. I mean, in the office building.
If you guys,
I show up to my private office. There's people just gangbanging
on the desk,
just sitting in there. Going
and I was
time.
Like, "Well, this is weird." And then you walked out of your own office.
The PDA thing, like, I understand it if it's like, all right, you guys haven't had sex yet. You're like really, you know, you're trying to tear each other's clothes off. If you've had sex more than like 10 times and you're still needing to make out like in a public place. All right, that's like you're entering mental illness territory right now.
Uh-huh. Could be.
What if you're in love, bro? Maybe you just have never been in love.
If that's what love is,
then
I'll stick to vomiting.
is that the that's the alternative?
There's only two options.
No, there's a
it's
third
like,
option.
I have a
$40. $40.
I have a spectrum where it's like I think. Public displays of affection are gross until you get to a certain age or level of drunkenness, at which point they be like, if you're sober and
you sort of go full circle where it's like funny to like just be randomly making out in the back of a bar.
If it's two sober, like 27-year-olds in a coffee shop, I think you are the two most disgusting fucking human beings I've ever seen.
You don't have to.
If you're 57 and you're both shit faced, I will like want to watch video of that because that's amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're the 27-year-olds in the coffee shop, you don't need to be licking each other's tongues in the middle of everybody.
Just go back to your apartment and fuck. This is stupid.
Or at least just go somewhere else where people aren't trying to blog. You know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
People are in the middle of
making some listicles.
Uh-huh. I think when old people try to hook up, it's just the best no matter what they're doing.
Yeah.
Like because
you're sort of fascinated.
Like,
by
I played a show last week and it was at like this hellhole. And before us, there was like this band, and this band was like a bunch of middle-aged guys that like were playing Beatles songs like a John Cougar Mellencamp. Like, imagine if John Cougar Mellencamp played all the early Beatles.
Yeah, so, like such a dad band.
Yeah, no, such a like.
Did they play "Taking Care of Business"?
Yeah.
Wanted to hold your hand.
That's the ultimate dad band song. And, we're gonna do a cover. Taking Care of Business. And I feel like it describes us.
And there was nobody in this bar, but like everybody was gray haired, but they were all like wearing like jeans with fucking designs on them.
Yeah.
Doing it and
with
like,
the flaps on the back pocket.
And,
like,
Rhinestones.
You can always tell the guy who's like not really into dancing, but he's like just doing it because he knows he's gonna get pussy tonight.
And because he's divorced.
And and he's just doing it. And he's got these like dad mom jeans on that like is his one pair of jeans.
Right.
He's,
like,
You know,
he was like the clunky white New Balances.
So I watched all of those people, like everybody.
Where was this, by the way?
This is in North Bay, okay, up in Sonoma County. And I watched them all, like, have their
Canocti Harbor Resort. Yeah,
like the fucking Elks Lodge gathering. And they this band played for 2 hours. And it was just like one of these things where I just sat here, like, oh, God.
The boys are back in town.
Yeah, it was.
Let's play some Eddie Money.
Old people, man. Yeah. It was great. It was beautiful. I mean, watching them dance. And
I wonder if, like, when I'm 50, I'll go see, like, a Radiohead cover band and, like, dance awkwardly, thinking,
oh, yeah,
trying not
sure.
to think about my divorce.
Oh, we're going to play some oldies, and it's like Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah. Well, that's,
you know,
that is old now.
I know.
I saw a thing yesterday that, like, Nine Inch Nails and Soundgarden are touring.
Oh.
And it made me realize, like, holy shit, that's like the whole, like, Eagles, Rolling Stone.
Like, right, yeah.
We're old, we need money, remember when we were viable kind of tour that you, like, slop together? And I was like, fuck, that means I'm old now, because,
yeah.
Yeah, what do Trent Reznor's groupies look like in 2014?
Dude, I probably hotter than Chris Cornell's. Like, like, at least Trent Reznor stayed somewhat relevant for a little bit. Like, he had that Nine Inch Nails album that did pretty well in, like, 2006 or 2007.
He's still been making music. Yeah. Consistently too.
Yeah. Whereas, yeah. Like, Chris Cornell had
Trent Reznor has an awesome side project with his wife. Which
Trent
really
Reznor
good.
Did the Girls with Dragon Tattoo music.
Yeah, and Social Network.
Yeah, I mean, like,
both of which were very obnoxious scores, in my opinion.
I think he's kind of annoying I think when he scores movies, he's really obnoxious, but it's fucked because he puts out records all the time that sound like they should be scores to movies that would be brilliant.
Yeah.
But, like, every time he actually gets the chance to do it, he's like, how much shit can I run through a distortion pedal during this elevator scene? And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Social Network is where it was the most weird and blatantly.
I sort of oddly forgave it because at the end they were like, oh, it's just, like, filtered. Like, I forgave a lot of stuff in Social Network at the end because he was like, oh, this was just, like, how somebody remembered it. It wasn't like they were very clear about this wasn't reality. This was, like, filtered through a person who was over dramatizing it to I don't know. It felt like it sort of forgave, because otherwise the movie was very, like, overly dramatic and, like, the score was super overbearing and annoying. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe they should have put that scene at the beginning of the movie.
They really should have
set you up.
Yeah.
For the,
all right. So, I understand that, you know, I understand, like, that the butthole is probably plays the same function as the vagina in a gay porn. Like, what are some things, like, what are, like, if
what's sex different for gay porn?
What's different about, like, what are, like, what things surprised you since you've been doing the job that you do?
Like,
does dick ever go in other dicks?
You know that's called docking, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Dick to dick.
Yeah.
That's where you go dick to dick and then you pull your foreskins together over the heads of your dick.
That's awesome.
That's called docking. And then
that's beautiful.
Okay, yeah. We have a site. We have a property that I don't edit. Like, I don't touch it. It's shot literally out of, like, fucking Eastern Turkey. It's called scaryfuckers.com. All right. Go there right now. It'll turn your stomach. It's basically jail rape skinhead sex.
Ooh.
So if you are into, like, gay jail rape skinhead sex,
that's for you.
You should go to scaryfuckers.com.
Especially dudes that don't speak English.
But a lot of what they do is they do a lot of sounding. And you guys know what sounding is.
No.
Sounding is fucking, it's got a lot to do with, like, piercing of the dickhead.
Oh, no.
And when you pierce your pee hole and
blood comes out?
And then you put that other thing in another guy's dick.
Oh, wow. Wait, what? Say that again?
Yeah, when you put metal in your pee hole.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Like a piercing.
Yeah, and then you put the other side of it in another guy's. That's,
so are you, like, pretty
hard?
That's sounding.
It's like, wait.
So
wait,
are you boring it out more?
I don't know, man. I don't do this.
Wait, is it like handcuffs for dicks?
Yeah, it's like Chinese handcuffs for dicks.
Oh,
it's like,
okay.
That's called sounding.
And what, do they just try and pull apart?
Bro, I don't know. The
like two dogs?
I can't, I like wouldn't, so that was the thing. Like, we like, I came in one day and they were like, so this is one of our new properties. Like, we acquired this basically. And I watched it for about 2 minutes and was like, yeah, if you ever make me edit this, I will quit. I was like, I don't want to fuck with
that
this
bad, anymore. Huh?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it turned my
stomach.
Was
it the skinhead part or was it the sounding part?
It was like, yeah. It was
the anti-Semitism.
It was I
that's
mean,
weird.
No, which one? I want to know.
No, it was the stuff. It was like sticking.
stick the metal
into urethras. Yeah,
no, I feel like that's like the next level for me. Only because, like, not in terms of porn, but in terms of things to watch. Because,
just in
like,
terms of things to do with your life.
Yeah, well, in terms of things
I've
to do.
I've been really bored lately, guys.
No, honestly.
And seriously, if you do have $40.
No, it's not that. It's so, like, I have found in the last couple of years, especially, I've started to, like, look at a lot of videos of people just getting hit by cars or planes exploding or, like, guys getting run over or people dying. Been watching a lot of people dying on the internet.
Faces of death.
The morbid. Like, faces of death stuff. And, like, and not to, like, it's nothing funny about it. It's not to laugh, but it's just to be like, damn.
You can't. You know what I'm big on? Yeah. And I'll click on it every time. Guy jumps off Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, guys jumping off stuff, but then seeing them, like, hit the ground and just be like, damn, you just explode when you hit a ground.
Really? I haven't actually seen them explode.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's some videos of people, you see them hit the ground and they just, and it's like, imagine. Oh, did their hat fall off? They weren't wearing hat, bro. It was their dome. And it's like, it's fucked up. You'll watch it and you'll, like, that's the thing is it used to, when I was real young, well, like when I was in 10th grade, we got a computer in the house with the internet. And, like, I accidentally watched a video of a guy get hit by a bus. And after that, I was like, fuck the internet. I am never going to watch the internet. And I'm never going to go on buses. And it, like, ruined me. And then, like, something happened that I decided, like, you know, I just want to, like, not be affected by pictures of dead people or, like, videos of people dying. So I started, like, just looking at it, morbid curiosity. And now it's, like, a compulsion with me. Like, every day I'll look at...
I've talked to certain people like that. For me, I was just sort of like...
What search terms are these?
It's not search terms. There's a Reddit sub... There's a subreddit called Watch People Die. Pretty simple.
And that's your homepage.
It's not my homepage, but it's kind of my after masturbation... right before sleep page.
Come down.
I just watched quicksand porn. Now I have to watch people die.
Yeah. Well, it's not quick. All right, stop it. I don't actually come to quicksand porn. I have seen it.
By the way, I couldn't get the site open. Why do they have 7 enter screens on their damn website?
I don't think they have.
They're like, enter. Enter. Do you really enter?
Look, they know human nature. They're not
sinking, websites. You're sinking further and further down into the website.
I remember until you can't get out.
Until you can't. You
joke's pressing, on you, bitch.
You I remember keep watching pressing the, back, but it keeps going forward.
That's where I'm at now. I'm stuck.
I remember watching the R. Bud Dwyer video on Consumption Junction back in the day, and I was kind of like, all right, I'm good.
Or banged up.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's that?
He was that congressman who got indicted for a bunch of fraud.
Oh, and he shoots himself. And
at
the blood.
The
rushes out of his nose. Like crazy.
That's live pretty TV, nasty. Yeah, on live TV.
There's the dude that shotguns himself in the head on the freeway.
Oh, that's nasty. Yeah.
But it's interesting. After watching enough of those things, I do have like some like moral limits. Like I've never seen like Two Guys One Hammer. Have you guys heard of that one?
That's horrible. Someone told me about it. And
it's
I'm
basically
just like,
two guys.
I hate that it exists, right. And I don't even want to think about it. Like, right. There's no chance you could ever get me to watch it.
Yeah,
what is it?
I'm not gonna watch it. It's two guys beating an old man to death with a hammer
and like a screwdriver.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not gonna watch that because it's two people murdering someone, and I feel like that's not something that
I did see some of the beheading videos though.
In college, someone like downloaded one, and then we're all like, you know, we're like fucking 18.
Of course,
we're
gonna watch it.
Yeah, guys, let's watch it. It's like someone getting beheaded.
We all sat there. Yeah,
we all got traumatized by
immediately. You're like, I really wish I wouldn't have fucking watched that.
Yeah,
I really wish I wouldn't have watched it.
I always opted out. I was always like, you know, I'm good.
I didn't want to be the only bitch like who didn't watch it, you know? And so I watched it with a bunch of other guys in college, and I was like, that was super disturbing. And I think still watching someone being murdered is super disturbing, but there's something about someone just accidentally dying and they catch it on tape that is more...
That's much more like I'm much more inclined to watch that.
Yeah, yeah. Or like just seeing people getting hit by cars.
Well, where are you with you know stuff like the 9/11 stuff where people were jumping out of the building or like the Golden Gate stuff, like that movie, The Golden Gate.
The bridge.
Basically, where are you at with people doing it to themselves, suicide?
Every 6 months, I think I watch like I go through a night where I should have been asleep, but I watch like 3 hours of just 9/11.
Me too.
Videos.
Yeah. I think those are more interesting.
So weird. I
think those
why.
Are more interesting because you're sort of watching. You're like, what the hell was in that person's head before they decided to kill
themselves? Well, there was so much more going on too.
Right.
Just period.
I'm not just watching like the suicide. I'm more watching the carnage, like watching the buildings topple over, and those like homemade videos of people like, this is actually happening. There's something about like that feeling, like recreating that every few months. I'm like, man.
I saw the remember the bridge, the dude who survived.
Yeah,
the black dude with red hair.
Hair up. Man.
I saw him on the bus.
Oh, whoa.
I mean, he's very distinctive looking because he's like a black dude who's got reddish hair and he's got the freckles.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, damn.
Yeah,
that movie, man. That movie is like
to say
the thing,
something, but what you know?
Oh, but what do you do?
I saw you. Oh, you made it, bro. Yeah. You're famous. Yeah, that's a fucked up way to.
That movie is the thing that sort of made me feel like a Californian because I remember watching that and just having like such a visceral reaction to it. But mainly when they would go interview the survivors and the survivors would be in Marin and shit, and I'd be like, man, these are my neighbors. Like these are not just like fucking. Because I watched that movie 12 years ago in Tampa, and it, you know, it did nothing to me.
Right.
And then I watched it like 2 years after living here and was like,
it humanized all the people.
Yeah, I was like, that's my street. This is my soul. Like so all,
If I moved to Florida, would I get that way if I watched like a Girls Gone Wild video? I'm like, oh man, these are my
cops.
Brendan, you really liked, there was a clip that Brendan shared with a dude hiding under a mattress.
It was great. Yeah, the guy hiding under the mattress. Yeah. For some reason, his name is Kevin, which makes it really funny. We're like,
why is that always
the cops
funny?
Are like, hey, yo, what we need to know is Kevin here. They're like Jersey guys. They're like, we need to know if Kevin's here. And then they're walking around, and I think they know he's there because they're like, oh, man, it stinks in here. And then they're like walking around, they look in the closet, and then all of a sudden, the guy just goes, what's over here? And then the other cop pulls the mattress off, and Kevin is between the box spring and the mattress. They go, oh, it's Kevin! And he goes, oh, man.
The other clip that you sent out this week was
Mutombo.
Kevin Mutombo claiming that the Who Will Sex Mutombo story isn't real.
Isn't true.
And the first thing, I don't even care what Mutombo says. Like, I could listen to just hours of him talking because to me, his voice is the funniest fucking thing that you'll ever hear.
It's like the rumbly. Go ahead.
So is this true? We've heard an urban legend, and you can confirm it for us. You know what I'm going to ask him, right? Is it true that Dikembe Mutombo used to walk in his heyday, in the glory days of his life, used to walk into a nightclub? You know what I'm going to ask, too. Used to walk into a place and say,
don't believe on that crack. I know where you're going with that.
Keep going.
Let me give you something. Let me give you something. That way you know where I'm going.
Wagging his finger.
Of course.
I know where you're going with. I always say, who came out with that crap?
I always ask everybody,
who came out with that
crap? He sounds like Buju Button.
Yeah, he does.
Who came up with that crap?
I did have a beautiful girlfriend back in the day, and I really did enjoy myself in college. But you know what? It's tough that when you get to the top, there's always somebody trying to come up with some funny thing.
It's a conspiracy.
Or maybe you took all of the girls away from him when he was in college, or you did get all the attention when he was walking in the club, he didn't get. You know, those things you hear that from.
Hey, man!
I just want
to
be like,
they said it's funny to me!
I just want to clear his throat.
It sounds like he has so much trouble speaking. Like, it's taking a lot of effort.
It's all burps. It kills me.
It kills me.
I love Dikembe Mutombo, man.
Did you see that one where they're like,
his name's,
I don't
so
know if it was
too.
A Saturday Night Live sketch or was like just showing his life where he's like, they're like filming him in the shower where it's like just hitting his chest.
Yeah.
Nothing is built for me because I am too tall.
Just sort of going around.
A day with Mutombo.
My shower doesn't work.
You guys remember the Mutombo game from I think Deadspin had a Mutombo game about a year and a half ago.
Oh, yeah.
What was the game?
I'm trying to remember. I think it was almost like Pitfall, but it was just Mutombo going on going, ah! It was pretty fucking good.
He should replace Letterman.
Dude.
So Cameron Diaz, tell me about this time you have on the set. They say you have doing something very funny.
I'm in.
Good night, and until next week, who want to sex Mutombo?
I'm totally in for that.
How would you describe, are you different than your character? How do you think you are different than this guy?
Ask him to set up a
Daniel clip. Craig, how do you think you are like James Bond? Or not, I do not know.
Your character clumsy in this movie. Do you fall down a lot in real life?
He's like a human Muppet.
Oh, man. He's a good
Next dude. Up, we have Prince. He's going to be a really fine performance.
The funny thing is, it sounds like he hasn't, it sounds like he hasn't really picked up too much like real slang. Like he still speaks like an, like an African guy speaks English,
yeah. But right because he learned from like a British missionary. Right,
but, oh really?
I'm guessing.
Yeah. But he clearly has the attitude of like a guy who like you know was an American athlete and made millions. Was like that guy's just hating on me. But so it's like it's like that clip was just
he doesn't know how to say a lot of haters out there.
Yeah, like that's what that clip like, basically.
When you're at top, the people they try
to take you down.
Go with you to bring you there where they are.
I have 99 problems. But my girlfriend is not.
They bring you down. I do not know why they do this.
Well, I refuse to believe that that's not true.
Oh, that's 100% true. That's 100% no one made true. That up. Come on.
Because I would yell that if I was Dikembe Mutombo.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
You're 7'6" or whatever.
Who will six?
Yeah. The best thing is it's not who will. It's ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Who is going to have sex with Mutombo?
The only other person who could get away with that is Pat Burrell. That's yeah. it.
I think Manute Bol could have done it.
No way.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the swagger.
He's too soft spoken.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the swagger.
Speaking of Manute Bol, did you see that article that Deadspin ran? It was from like 1992 or something. They do that thing called like Deadspin Stacks where they republish like good articles. And I had never heard the stories. This basketball coach at Cleveland State who was just like a complete maniac. Anyway, he recruited Manute Bol and got in trouble for recruiting Manute Bol who was like in this 1992 article was described as like a Dinka tribesman who knew no English, which is kind of funny. But it was a really good article about a guy named
Kevin
fuck. Shit. Heaney or something like that?
Kevin fuck shit.
Yeah, Kevin fuck shit.
It was like Hout or something like that. Yeah.
It was an Irish name. He was a Cleveland State basketball coach.
O'Malley, wasn't it? No.
No, it was like...
the last name is not important it's not. To the story.
Anyway, good article. You should read it. He's a maniac.
Yeah.
He's basically Rob Ford, but in Cleveland.
Oh, man. That sounds good.
Yeah.
Rob Ford's the best. People in Canada are like, they're embarrassed of him. I'm like, this is the best thing that has ever happened.
What's he been doing? I haven't heard from him for a while.
It's been like 3 weeks since he jammed with a Rasta band or something.
Is he still in office?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He'll,
that's good.
Yeah, he's going to get reelected, that's apparently.
Good for him.
I will go to Toronto and campaign for him.
Yeah.
He's going through the Canadian appeals process, you know, before he... Oh, you want to put it off a month there? Well, okay. Yeah. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, it's too polite to actually prosecute him.
Right, exactly. Oh, listen now, Rob. You've been appealing now for 15 years now. Oh, well, you want to put it off another year?
That's okay. Fuck yeah, no. Bud.
Well,
at some point you should, pay for your crime, but I guess we'll give you another 15 years. That sounds about right.
Just give us a call.
So Ben, I feel like I'd be
remiss
if I did not ask you about Captain America 2.
Winner's boner.
Mm-hmm.
Are we the only two that saw it? No one else?
I think so.
I don't think anyone else even cares, huh?
I didn't. I mean, saw people, it, and I still don't care.
People on the internet probably care. I liked it a lot. It has its silly. There's plenty of silly stuff. There's plenty of derp stuff.
The silliness didn't bother me. It's more just the lack of. I don't know. I just wasn't. It did nothing. It was like they're just sitting around explaining things for a lot of it.
It was everything that I would want out of an action movie, basically. So the action stuff was cool. I always call him Chris Pine. It's not Chris Pine.
Chris Evans. He was great. I think I like him. I like him as Captain America. But to me, like that was
the Winter Soldier was sweet. I like sweet bad guys. He was cool.
The reveal was like, oh man, this one character that you've known for 5 minutes is actually this other character that you've known for 5 minutes. You're like, oh man, that's quite a revelation.
I just thought it was well done. It was definitely very silly, but it was pretty much everything I want out of an action movie. The one of the main things, so now that they've introduced all of the Avengers and they all now work together, I like that they don't even try to say like, oh, Iron Man's busy. It's like there's this one thing that's going to destroy the world, but it's like I'm not even going to fucking give Iron Man like a text.
He's not even around, yeah.
Or Hulk or any of them.
He's like, they should probably make excuses for everyone. Like, oh, fucking Iron Man, he like broke his back and fucking his leg almost fell off and shit.
Well, the Hulk's a bit of a wild card. I understand why you don't.
Yeah, because sometimes you can't, like, you don't have weeks to go find him in the jungle.
Right.
Tony Stark, you know where Tony Stark
and
is.
And you have to piss him off, and, you know, it's going to be
it's
hard.
It's complicated, and then it's sometimes hard to control him.
Yeah. Why don't you just put him on an airplane? I thought he doesn't like to fly, right?
Is that really? Because it'll explode the plane if he turns into the Hulk on it.
That's the A-Team. I'm thinking of the A-Team.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's B.A. Baracus.
Yeah,
he's got the van.
Mr. T is the Hulk, right? I'm just trying to contribute.
I didn't see it either. I always like that where in most fight scenes, you can get punched in the face over a dozen times and you keep coming back. But then B.A. Baracus, they just like punch him right on the chin and he just goes right
out. He was getting punched by face. There's a difference.
That's true.
Face can throw a punch.
Difference. But Captain America, I mean, I give it a solid B plus, A minus. I liked it. It was pretty much everything I want out of a summer action movie. Definitely.
I didn't think the action scenes look good.
No.
Don't you guys think at some point, and I don't mean this like in a dick way, I'm sincerely asking, at some point, do y'all grow that kind of stuff? Like, really?
I don't think I do.
You don't think you will? I mean, I'm asking. They were never really my genre of film, period. So I'm really not saying that to be a dick. I'm saying, do they like
Taken?
It seems to me like at some point those plot lines and everything are so oversimplified that you just kind of go, God, I don't even want to fucking
see. I didn't grow up reading comic books. I don't really give two shits about comic books, but I do like a good comic book movie if it's well done. Like, I loved Iron Man 3. Like, if it's well done.
Iron Man 3 is great.
I fucking loved it. Because that was like Shane Black, you know? Like,
right.
When you add Shane Black to the comic book formula, I'm on board.
Wait, Shane Black wrote Iron Man 3?
He directed it. Yeah.
Oh, I need to see that. I had no idea.
Yeah.
So I didn't like Iron Man 3 that much. I thought it was pretty poopy.
Shane Black is
you like
last
those
action
boring
hero guy?
Born action yeah. movies.
Yeah, the
Last Boy Scout.
Last Boy Scout.
Last Action Hero.
Yeah.
Long Kiss Goodnight.
Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Kiss Kiss. Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon 2.
Naked Gun.
Lethal Weapon 3.
Wait, Shane Black did Lethal Weapon movies?
Yes.
Then who did Goonies?
He's kind of Richard Donner.
Didn't Richard Donner do Lethal Weapon?
He directed both of those. Shane Black wrote.
Oh, now we're getting confused. Yeah.
Shane Black wrote all the Lethal Weapons, or at least up to three, maybe?
I think just the first two, but
just the first two.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, and he wrote Last Boy Scout, Long Kiss Goodnight, all those movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in Predator. He was one of the squad members.
Oh. Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was Hawkins? I always get to
celebrate the man's entire career.
Yeah, man, you do. You really do.
He's great.
He's legit.
He's good.
Yeah. But yeah, I get that every superhero movie is going to be like there's going to be a big thing in the sky that threatens Earth and a buff guy has to go punch it. And I get that. I mean, I wish they would maybe do something different with it or like add a twist to it, but like in Thor 2, it didn't bother me because it was like them just having, they were just screwing around and
space fighting.
They were being goofy though. Like, I think Marvel is really good at doing goofy fun, and they're not so good at like serious action, which was what Cap. I don't know. That's why I found it boring because it was like, oh, let's be serious and like have a serious action scene.
I did wish that they let the air carriers shoot like 1,000 people just to see what would happen before they destroyed
it. Start murdering.
Because supposedly these air carriers can kill any human that they deem a threat, but there's like big ass cannons. So you're a threat and you're sitting here and it's just going to blast you and not touch us. I'd like to see that in action.
Yeah.
Because I think there'd be a lot of collateral damage.
There'd be some stakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think I like action movies a lot, so I don't think that I'll get tired of the genre. You know, there's ones that I like and there's ones that I don't, and that'll continue, but you know, this wasn't Captain America wasn't like some incredible unique movie. I just thought it was done really well. CGI for action stuff I think has gotten pretty incredible.
And I would love it if they banned it entire. I think if they went back to fucking if they went back to practical effects, I think it would be so much better still.
I'm gonna go ahead and disagree, but I also will continue to buy reserve seats as well.
Like they just keep making the scale bigger because they're like, oh, we can blow up a whole Earth and a whole city now because we have CGI.
Yeah.
And it's like, it still doesn't look as good as
a guy just getting his face mashed the fuck in.
Yeah, as the
For
old
real. Like, yeah, for real, though.
Like by a car.
Like the old squibs and, you know, just gnarly practical effects still look
well,
better.
Well, and I hate CG gore. That's the worst because there's no real
CG
reason.
CG gore is the fucking worst. It really does ruin gore for you because it's like... they used to actually have to try with gore. Like, gore was the one thing that we were like, man, his fucking heart was beating in his in his hand. And you'd be like, fuck, how'd they do that? And now it's just like a CG heart with CG blood. It sprays everywhere.
I bet the alien chestburster shit still looks better in practical effects.
Oh, it looks amazing.
Than you
could
do
in CGI. Still, it does.
I watched Alien. I watched Alien right before we watched Prometheus. So, I don't know, maybe a year and a half ago. And that movie is fucking awesome. Like, I hadn't seen it in several years, and I remember liking it, but I hadn't seen it in a long time. And yeah, man, that movie is tits.
Super tits. That is
all of the tits.
Hit-tastic movie.
Well,
I'm sure CGI could be done well by really people that are really good at it, but it's just sort of like, it's just like, oh, here's a standard scene, and we're going to do like the standard CGI thing.
Seems like a crutch.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was awesome in Captain America. But, an email.
All right. Proceed.
Hey, guys. I wanted to say that what Vince said about walking around with a big dog was spot on. I have a St. Bernard, and for our last day of obedience school, our test was to go to the local outlet mall, and we were mobbed for 30 minutes. A mean mother would just put babies on my dog to ride him. It was the worst. Not to mention being kicked out of dog parks because my dog was too big for the large dog area, according to the soccer mom mafia. The only thing Vince forgot is the most annoying question, which is, what do you feed that thing? Or, how much does he eat? As they are basically the same. The reason this is the worst question is because if you don't answer it correctly, these people who don't own the dog will give you the biggest stink eye ever, or they'll give you advice about what to do. I've had people say, you should write this down. My aunt used to own a St. Bernard, too. They are just so judgmental, it's not even funny. Anyway, I thought you'd enjoy that. Also, Vince did an amazing job on his avian write-up.
Andrew. I think you just say small children, and then that's the end of the conversation.
Ooh, that is good. Or or small, just medium-sized humans.
Or you just say Chinese people.
Korean people.
Yeah, just make it something odd.
Small dogs.
Uh-huh. I think
I always like that, too.
Small, cute, white dogs.
I agree with him being mad about pretty much everything on the list, except for small children riding the St. Bernard. If you've got a St. Bernard,
you should let children 140 ride
pounds, oh, you should let an adult ride it. I mean, that's basically a horse.
Yeah, it's a very small horse.
Yeah, it's a medium-sized horse.
Yeah, and Great Danes, for sure, that should be... Children should get to ride that at any time.
Yeah, a Great Dane should come with a saddle. They're like so...
Evolution. Evolution will slowly change
and
it.
And you should get to have sex with them if it's your
dog. Oh, yeah. If it's your own dog, basically you're talking about a consenting adult.
Yeah, it's my dog. I'm his master.
If my dog weighs close to how much I weigh, then I say you can fuck it.
Look, if the dick fits...
Wear it.
You must
quit. I mean, that they weigh more than a lot of females, so...
Yeah.
You know, the weight limit has been reached.
Have you guys ever seen videos of not dogs fucking women?
No.
Yes, of course.
All right. End of story. No. End of subject.
Oh, have you seen dogs fucking women in quicksand?
Oh, you just moved my dick.
While in the background, people are getting hit by a train?
Have you seen that?
While watching 9/11 videos?
Leap just came.
Oh, my God.
So if people were getting plowed by a train into... The falling 9/11 towers.
Yeah, and then watching the towers sink in quicksand.
Oh, man. You'd still have to pay him $40.
Yeah, you'd still have to pay him. Yeah, I still need to make rent.
He needs his money.
But seriously, send money to Matt Lieb.
That's Matt Lieb on Facebook. Add me or go to at Lieb. 1234567.
I have a quicksand visuals account that you can contribute money to.
Honestly, so far none of the broadcast listeners have sent me any quicksand porn. They've sent me like some links to things similar, but I'm just like, guys.
Well, you introduced them, so you were the
pretty niche. You're like kind of the expert on quicksand visuals.
Well, I've told them go to quicksandvisuals.com, order the DVD. It's like $40. Send it to me, and
you review it.
And thank you.
Scene.
Because I'm not gonna buy it.
That's rent right there.
That's rent. That's $40. Like I'm using.
Do you know what Matt Lieb would do for $40?
Yeah, that's why his price is $40. Yeah. He wants to get some of that quicksand action.
It's a very specific price.
Tetris blocks falling into place as we keep talking.
You did say $40 very quickly.
Yeah, you like knew your price.
I know my price.
I know how much those DVDs are, okay? Uh-huh. I stare at it every day just hoping that $40 would magically find itself into my bank account. Been waiting.
Well, see, now we're busting Matt's balls, but the reality is like every guy, you know, has been like, oh, well, no, I mean, like if you pay, like, if I paid you $1 million, would you suck a dick? If I pay, you know, and everybody's like, yeah, I'd suck a dick for $1 million. It's like, well, then you'd suck a dick for $100,000.
Yeah, right.
Too.
Yeah.
And if you'd suck a dick for $100,000, you'd probably suck a dick for $27,000.
It's a slippery slope.
Exactly. It is a slippery slope. That's the whole point.
I like to lowball it.
If somebody is actually going to pay you, like if you will actually get over the idea that you'd suck a dick for money, like you'd probably do it for about...
You'd do it for whatever was
$1,800.
Probably that's what I'm saying, which is like right around where we end up paying. Like, yeah. It's you'd end up paying about $2,000. You'd be like, yeah, I'd probably suck a dick for about $2,000.
Oh, that's interesting. That's how much that like these guys are actually making.
I mean, I don't know what they. I mean,
so like maybe they're.
I just
those
saw
guys.
A light bulb appear above Matt Lieb's head.
Yeah, like
Matt's like how, rent so how is fast, getting paid.
How fast do they get the money? Deposit? Is this direct deposit? Uh-huh. Is it cash?
And can I wear my Guy Fawkes mask while I you can.
All right.
All right. Well,
so he's got Matt a job.
Matt's got a new job. All right. New career.
This seems like a logical place to end.
I wonder if there's gay quicksand porn.
It sounds like you just invented it, man.
Well, there's about to be.
Yeah.
I mean, all we just need some quicksand and $40. We got this shit. Rock.
I got an editor for you.
Oh, man.
We got the infrastructure in this room.
We really
right
do
now.
Have the infrastructure. We got the distribution method.
Yeah, we got it all. We just need the quicksand.
All right, you guys. Frogcast@gmail.com. We always appreciate your questions, comments, feedback, pretty much anything. Like it all. We're not making money, so the feedback. The feedback is how we get paid, and with you sharing it with a friend. So do that. Google Voice number. You usually ask me what the.
Yeah, you just went ahead and just did everything, didn't
sorry,
you?
Sorry, go ahead. Keep going.
No, I'm done.
415-275-0030.
Are you going to take my last line, too?
No, I was going to give it to you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to start, then you have you just jump in.
You only did it by accident. Do it last week when you weren't here.
Only did it by accident.
I quit. All right. Yeah, thanks, guys. Until next week, good night and good chins.